Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Now, I do apologise that this one is out a little bit later than what we said it was going to be out. We said it was going to be out at 9 o'clock. Had to get the other ones out as well by 8. And then had a bit more to do on the BTFU side as well. So, unfortunately, wasn't able to get it out before 9 o'clock, but they are coming out progressively now. This is our Saturday review. We're just going to go through the main points for each team and then some of the standout players from each game. So it is going to run a little bit quicker than our reviews usually do. A little bit less in-depth, but still quite in-depth in saying that. For the Panthers game and the Tigers game, some of the key points. I thought that Alamotti was unreal in his debut. Really solid. Every time he ran the ball, he looked dangerous on that left-hand side. Him and Taylan May are really going to make it a battle for that left edge. Both of them looked really, really solid, and I can't wait to see who gets that spot by the end of the season. And Alamotti, people forget, he's only 19 years old. He's a young guy in this Panthers side that has just absolutely come in and killed it. And again, just looked dangerous every time he's had the ball in his hands. So credit to Alamotti. I thought he was really good. Brian To'o and Dylan Edwards, meter eaters. They were unbelievable in this game. I thought that both of them played some really, really decent football and were a big part of this win. And, you know, Brian To'o is doing this every week, and it sort of goes unnoticed. The post-contact meters, just the way he runs the ball. I mean, look at these stats from Brian To'o. He had 21 runs, 229 meters, 82 post-contact meters, 8 tackle busts. Dylan Edwards only played 76 minutes. He came off for the last 4 minutes, but he had 207 meters off 25 runs, 46 post-contacts, a line break assist, a try assist, and 10 tackle busts. Just absolutely insane there, Dylan Edwards at fullback yet again. And again, he's doing this every single week. It is just absolutely insane. And James Fisher-Harris there in the middle, probably one of the better forwards of the weekend. Obviously, a lot of noise around him going to the New Zealand Warriors. He put all of that noise to bed, scoring a try for the Penrith Panthers in the last few minutes of that game, but just so solid throughout the entire game too. He played really solid footy. He had 47 minutes out there. He scored a try, had 138 metres off 14 runs, 34 post-contact metres, a line break, 3 tackle busts in there as well, 27 tackles. Just really, really solid out there, James Fisher-Harris, especially coming into a game where there was a lot of noise around him. Galvin, just the confidence to run at the line. The confidence to go for the play continuously down that left-hand side, particularly towards the back end of the game, where Penrith were doing very, very well at stopping this side from creating opportunities. Galvin, so solid there in the number 6 jersey. I've really enjoyed his football. I really have. It's so unfortunate that he won't be the Rookie of the Year due to that suspension, but surely they changed the rule because this bloke deserves the Rookie of the Year already, and it's only round 8. The Tigers, they had a solid start to this game. They had a lot of momentum the first 10 minutes. It looked like it was going to be that tight defeat of the Penrith Panthers like we saw last year. Obviously, Galvin, again, going down that left-hand side repeatedly, setting up a lot of opportunities. Obviously, set up that opportunity for Junior Tupou there on that left-hand side as well with some slick hands. But, you know, just always so confident to go down that side as we spoke about. They had some great opportunities and a lot of momentum too for the first 10 minutes of this game. After the first 10, Penrith, their edge defense really, really got crisp and they did very well in guarding their edges and spreading with the ball and obviously really shut out the Tigers. The Tigers still kept coming back. They were still getting into Penrith's end, but their defense, Penrith, was a lot better. Sam Finer, we've got to talk about him too on that left-hand side. He is a freak, and with a few more games under his belt as well, I think he could be a real powerhouse in this team. I think he's got a, well, he will potentially start in the back row potentially over the next few weeks, or at least get a few more minutes in that position. Maybe John Bateman moves into the middle of the park, because he was unbelievable there on that left-hand side. So, so solid. I think he really suits that edge as well. Obviously getting some great ball, Galvin doing a great job to unlock him as well with some sick, slick ball playing that he had all game. Sam Fainu, I thought he was unreal on that left-hand side. Brad Schneider, I think he's still very underrated. Obviously, has had a great game yet again, obviously creating a lot of opportunities on Penrith's right-hand side. His kicking game as well, especially short kicking game, is so dangerous. Jerome Luai with his running game as well. They complement each other very, very well, Schneider and Luai. I thought that Schneider, though, was very good in taking this side around the park. I think he's been very good over the past few weeks, and people sort of haven't realised. But then again, I think Luai also makes it very easy for halfbacks to just come in and do their job around him as well, because he just plays that sixth jersey so, so well, and we just don't realise it. Isaiah Yeo at 13, I thought that he was great. I thought he had one of his better games, and I thought he was probably the better lock forward of the weekend. He had 18 runs, 159 metres, 48 post-contact metres, 13 hit-ups, a tackle bust in there, 47 tackles, only one missed. I thought he was one of the better locks of the weekend. I thought he really played that link man role well, and it was a big part as to why Penrith was so successful and had a lot of go forward. His running game, his choice selection, when to run, when to pass, as we've spoken about over the past few weeks, has just become immaculate. And then Lindsay Smith off the bench for the Penrith Panthers as well. 12 runs, 104 metres, 44 post-contact metres. Had a tackle bust in there as well. 31 tackles, only one missed. He played 46 minutes. Lindsay Smith is definitely a player of the future. We're talking about James Fisher-Harris's replacement. I think Lindsay Smith just comes in if they want to go, you know, as they were talking about on Bloke in a Bar, for obviously a Dave Fifita or an edge player. Wouldn't shock me in the slightest with the money they get from James Fisher-Harris. Lindsay Smith has been very, very good for the Penrith Panthers wherever he's had to come in, whether it be on the edge or in the middle. I prefer him in the middle, and I wouldn't be surprised if he just plays there going into next year either. Very, very good front rower. I think giving him more and more minutes each week, they're going to prepare him for that as well. As for the Tigers, we talked about Galvin already, just really solid with his ball playing and just getting better every single week. But Jareem Buller, again, we've talked about him for a few weeks now. One of the more consistent players in this side, one of the more consistent fullbacks in the competition. 25 runs, 224 metres, 69 post-contact, he had a line break assist and 3 tackle busts. He was unbelievable there at fullback, absolutely unbelievable. And when the Tigers did have glimpses of momentum, he was definitely the standout too. Really, really solid, Jareem Buller. John Bateman, I thought that when he went to centre, he played very, very well. He played the full 80 minutes, obviously. Had 157 metres off 17 runs, 49 post-contact metres. He had a line break assist, a try assist, 6 tackle busts. I thought that he was great moving into the centres. Did a very, very good job covering there. And then Stefano Utsukumana, we made the same point last week, but I'm going to make it again. He needs more runs of the footy. 9 runs, 75 metres. He is such a powerhouse whenever he gets the ball in his hands. Why is he only having 9 runs? I know Clemmer only had 11. I know that Papali'i only had 12. But this is a guy you just need to get the ball in his hands as much as possible. He is one of the more damaging front rowers at his best in the competition. He's an origin front rower at his best in this competition as well. He's only playing 44 minutes too. Maybe up his minutes a little bit. I think he does need to take more runs of the football because when he does, he's an absolute weapon. A little bit better than last week, but definitely needs to go on the up for me. Stefano Utsukumana taking a lot more runs. All in all, solid game from the Panthers, solid start from the West Tigers, and I guess Lachlan Galvin, Jareem Buller, these sort of guys did very well to keep it quite low scoring, to be honest. I'm surprised that Penrith didn't put a few more points on with how well they were going. Now, speaking about a close game, this is as close as it gets. This is as close as it gets. The Titans and the Manly Seagulls, 34-30 was the final scoreline. The Seagulls only just getting the job done. I'm going to make a point right now, and I think a lot of people do agree, and I don't think it's going to be as controversial as people think. AJ Brimson needs to be the fullback for the Gold Coast Titans. We've been calling for it for a while now, ever since he moved into the centres, just not getting too many runs of the footy. Yes, he's looked good there in some cases, but he needs to be the fullback for this side. He needs to be the fullback for this side long term, and especially while Jaden Campbell's out, he has got to be at number one. He's a fullback, and that's where he's got to be for this side. He just is so damaging there, and the set plays that he had with Kieran Foran, particularly the one where he scored that try, he's got to be the fullback in this team. And I'm so glad that they didn't keep Philip Sami at fullback, because that would have been one of the almighty mind fucks, and it probably would have cost the Titans the game realistically. AJ at fullback, 15 runs, 135 meters, 35 post-contact meters, a line break, 3 tackle busts. I mean, really solid there out the back at fullback. And again, combining with Kieran Foran very, very well. A guy that's had a shocking start to the season, but really turned it around in this game, was Tanner Boyd. Did all the goal kicking, kicked very well as well. He had 102 run meters off 11 runs. He had 14 post-contact meters, 2 tackle busts. I think they took a lot of pressure off him by just chucking him in the 6. And obviously putting Kieran Foran into that number 7 jersey. They've taken a lot of pressure off Tanner Boyd. He's come in and he's had an absolute blinder. His running game was so dangerous. It's a part of his game I didn't even realise was a mainstay in his game. His running game was unbelievable, Tanner Boyd. He was great in this one. So dangerous every time he got the ball in his hands and set up a lot of the opportunities for the Titans as well. But AJ Brimson, Kieran Foran, that was the main point for me. Those two were really, really solid. I thought that Jamin Joloff through the middle as well for the Titans was outstanding. 15 runs, 137 meters, 48 post-contact meters, and then 3 tackle busts there as well. Dave Fifita, 99 run meters, 13 runs, 11 hit-ups with 6 tackle busts there as well. He was very dangerous on the edge. I can't believe that the defense of the Seagulls kept him within 100 meters. I mean, that is insane. Yes, it's 1 meter, but still, usually you see Dave Fifita running close to 200. So they did a very good job defending himself and Bo Ferma. They both had very similar stats. Both had 13 runs. Both ran for 99 meters there, obviously Bo Ferma and Dave Fifita. And then the last thing for the Titans, I thought that Brian Kelly, Alafiana Camperera, it is a solid combination there in attack. Obviously, Brian Kelly had 11 runs, 124 meters, 24 post-contact meters, a line break, a try assist, 2 tackle busts. Alafiana Camperera, 15 runs, 153 meters, 27 post-contact, a line break, and 3 tackle busts. In attack, it's great. In defense, it led in a lot of opportunities. That's something that they're going to have to work on there. That left edge of the Gold Coast Titans is just their defense because, as I said, it did let in a lot of opportunities. JoJo Fifita, I thought, was great as well for the Titans. Whenever he got the ball, he was just so dangerous, and he's a guy that I sort of missed at the start of the year, not being in this side. But he had 17 runs, 178 meters, 53 post-contact meters, and a tackle bust. You think from the stats, 12 runs for 86 meters, that Harley Smith-Shields is probably going to come out of the side. If Philip Sami does come back into the outfit, JoJo Fifita will probably move into the centers, with Philip Sami taking that spot back on the right wing. But yeah, look, all in all, a really solid game from the Gold Coast Titans. It's not a performance that I was expecting. It's not a performance that I'd expect them to land in the wooden spoon over the Rabbitohs. They didn't even play this week, but a great performance from the Gold Coast Titans. They're definitely on the up. And, you know, a great performance, as I've said, from Tanner Boyd. I thought that he was outstanding too in jersey number 6, or should I say in jersey number 20, I think that he was in this game. As for the Manly Seagulls, plenty of standouts from them as well. Obviously, Tom Trbojevic there at fullback, 20 runs, 196 metres, 51 post-contact, 2 line breaks, 5 tackle busts. He was outstanding. I thought that Dally Cherry Evans, too, with his kicking game was great. Ended up kicking for 556 metres in this one. Taniela Paseka and Matthew Lodge in the front row. Taniela Paseka, 17 runs, 179 metres in this one. He was unbelievable yet again this week. 16 hit-ups altogether. 16 runs for 134 metres for big Matt Lodge, and he had 2 tackle busts there as well. Great in his return and playing 43 minutes too in his return game. Really, really solid. He is going to be great for them moving forward. And doing that coming off an ACL injury, not the youngest front rower in the competition as well. Very, very impressive. I thought that Ethan Bullimore coming off the bench, he had a great impact in this one. Played only 33 minutes, but obviously had 10 runs, 83 metres, 17 post contact. He had 9 hit ups with a tackle bust in there as well. 23 tackles, only 1 missed. I thought that he was great, Ethan Bullimore, coming off the bench and just added another layer of intensity. And then, you know, Hamoliola Kawatu, more so a defensive performance from him. Obviously scored a try, but 24 tackles. He was just super, super intense in defense. And look, again, credit the Titans' edge defense, keeping him to 56 meters off 6 runs. Really, really solid stuff there. And especially a guy that's been so dominant over the past few weeks, Hamoliola Kawatu. It's crazy to think that they kept him to such short meters. But yeah, look, really tight game, a really entertaining game, one of the better games of the weekend, and I didn't expect to say that. I thought it was going to be a Manly Seagulls flogging of the Titans here, but they did very, very well. The Titans, obviously, they did have the record up there against the Manly Seagulls on a dry track. It didn't end up being a dry track either. It rained towards the back end of the game, but the Manly Seagulls did very well. A big bounce back for them over the past few weeks, and obviously the Titans doing very well. A huge bounce back from them off the past few weeks, being the Wooden Spoon side. And then the last game of your Super Saturday was the Broncos taking on Sticky's Raiders, and the Raiders having a very dangerous start to this game. It was a much closer game in the start of this one. The Raiders playing some great footy. Fogarty setting up a lot of opportunities there at 7. It's so unfortunate, that injury. I think a main point that, you know, lost in the game, unfortunately, was Chevy Stewart out the back. He was manhandled in defense. Manhandled in attack. Just dragged back every time he got the ball in his hands. A few high kicks really troubled him. I think he had 1 or 2 knock-ons, maybe even 3. But yeah, every time they kicked to him, he was just under a ton of pressure. Some catches wasn't even catching it on the full. Yeah, look, all credit to Chevy Stewart, because he kept turning up, he kept getting involved, and he kept putting in 110%, or trying to at least, for his side. But yeah, at the end of the day, just manhandled and targeted all night, and they got a lot of their opportunities off kicking to Chevy Stewart, and not even just kicks. You know, he was caught in the defensive line a few times as well, you know, getting out of position, and that Billy Walters try, obviously putting the grubber in, that was off that as well. Yeah, just caught out of position a few times and manhandled and just targeted with the kicking, unfortunately. And it was a rough night for Chevy Stewart, but obviously people do have rough nights. Hopefully he bounces back next week. Hopefully still in the side next week for Ricky's Raiders. But yeah, a pretty tough one for Chevy Stewart, and unfortunately probably lost the Raiders the game. Raiders, they were quite poor as well with their kick pressure. It's another factor that lost them the game. Obviously, Ezra Mam, Jock Madden, they had plenty of time to get their kicks up in the air. There was not much kick pressure, especially at the start of the game at all. And Jock Madden, he just had fun out there. And, you know, an underrated part of Jock Madden's game over the past few weeks has been those bombs he's been putting up. It's troubled a few fullbacks. I'm pretty sure he had a night out with those bombs against Scott Drinkwater. And then obviously, you know, again here tonight against Chevy Stewart, just having a lot of fun out there with these bomb kicks. Really, really troubling to a lot of fullbacks that he has come up against. Let's talk about the Jamal Fogarty injury. Super unfortunate for the Canberra Raiders. Obviously, he has been a main part of their success. He has been so good directing play through the middle of the park and on the edges as well. He's going to be a massive loss. Obviously, out for 12 weeks. It is a big loss, that bicep injury for Jamal Fogarty. And yeah, depending on who they put at halfback, they are going to struggle. Honestly, watching Simi Sasagi at 5'8 last night, I'd very heavily consider putting him in the number 6 jersey and just have him as a running 6. It's worked so well for a Sydney Roosters side, and especially since both of these teams, they do play a very fast game of footy, I think it could work well for the Raiders. And his kicking game didn't trouble them too much. He had a very good kicking game too, Simi Sasagi, so wouldn't push past him at all being in that number 6 jersey next week, but all rumours do suggest it is going to be KO Weeks. Let's talk about the Broncos quickly. Patrick Carrigan, yet again, having a solid performance there in the lock forward position. He was outstanding. 200 metres as well for him in this game off 19 runs. 67 post contact. He had 5 tackle busts, 37 tackles, 0 missed. Paddy Carrigan having another blinder this week. Corey Jensen there in the front row, I thought was solid as well. 19 runs, 192 metres, 72 post contact. He had 14 hit ups, 27 tackles. I thought he was great as well in the middle of the park. Jock Madden, I thought, was quite good. Ezra Mann, I thought, was quite good as well. Reece Walsh having a blinder. 16 runs, 199 metres, 30 post-contact, 3 line breaks, 6 tackle busts, 5 tackles made there at fullback. I thought that he was outstanding in this game. One of the better fullbacks of the weekend. Shout out to a bit of an underrated performance in this one. Jordan Ricci, 12 runs, 104 metres, 39 post-contact metres. He had 4 tackle busts and then in defence, 32 tackles. I thought he was rock solid. And then Xavier Willison and his impact in this game as well. 13 runs, 144 metres, 67 post-contact metres, a tackle bust in there as well. 25 tackles, only 1 missed. Really, really solid performance from Xavier Willison. It was a great performance all up from the Broncos. The Raiders did have a very solid start and they did look quite good without Jamal Fogarty. They were putting pieces together and trying to get themselves back in this game. But at the end of the day, it was a Broncos flogging and, you know, Reece Walsh, Patrick Carrigan having absolute blinders in this one.
That's full time. See you in the next one.